A warm greetings from sunny Maldives. This is Özgür, General Manager of Jollibee, and welcome to our podcast series, Join Weightlessness. Today, we are very pleased and honored to host Belgin Aksoy, founder of Global Wellness Day. Actually, I was so fortunate to meet Belgin during the opening days of the first wellness resort in Turkey, Richmond Noa Wellness and Spa, and back in 2005. And I was also very fortunate to be part of this opening project and work closely with Belgin. And yes, now today she is with us. One day can change your whole life. Welcome, Belgin. Great to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Özgür. Wonderful to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
That's a great pleasure. I'm sure you are very busy and excited. 4 days, I think almost, I just checked the website, 6 hours left to another global wellness celebrations all around the world. How was everything?
Exactly. Yeah. Countdown has begun.
Exactly.
We're very excited for another wonderful Global Wellness Day that will be celebrated across the globe by millions of people. So these are the busiest time of the year for us, but it's also most wonderful, the most exciting, definitely. So yeah, I can't wait for Saturday. I wish I could clone myself and be in all these celebrations, but unfortunately I can only be in one place. But my heart is all over, that's for sure.
Right. I mean, this, I think now it's getting bigger, wider and wider all around the world. And I'm sure people are, of course, reading and searching, but still there are lots of people in our audience and ourselves as well would like to hear the journey in finding Global Wellness Day and such achievement.
Sure. Actually, I'm going to go back a little and speak about what happened in 2004, which was a turning point in my life. I believed I had a fairly healthy lifestyle. I was eating well and doing regular exercise, and I was living a happy life, and I thought I had it all. However, unfortunately, in 2004, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and I had to immediately change many things in my life. I have experienced that the balance of health and happiness is an indispensable scale. First of all, I decided that I should change my relationship with life, because during radioactive iodine treatment, I was in isolation in a room for 9 days. And moreover, my son was only 17 months old at the time, and as a new mother, I had to stop breastfeeding and my hormones were all over the place. But most importantly, I had a lot of time to think while I was all alone in that hospital room. Exactly. And wellness was a new thing for me in those days. While I was trying to educate myself for a better lifestyle, I was also looking for answers to my questions, like how to get rid of radiation or why I actually did get sick. And little did I know that blockages in our chakras could make us sick. And in my case, the sentences I did not say, the words I swallowed along the years had made me sick. At least this is what I believe. And to that end, my life and a change in my career coincided, and wellness became the core of my life with the opening of Richmond Noa Wellness Spa, which you just mentioned.
Yeah.
First destination spa and one of Europe's best equipped and award-winning spas today. And after seeing the positive effects of the change in my life, I couldn't sit still. I had to do something. And this labor-filled journey had started with a simple yet meaningful question. While living well is the common dream, why don't we have a globally dedicated day to living well? And with this question in mind, I set out to create Global Wellness Day and spread its influence throughout the world. It was also a way for me to thank and to give back the universe for giving my health back. And Since then, I'm a strong advocate of the understanding that living well is the simple necessity for every human being on the planet, and that most importantly, wellness is not a luxury, but the inherent right of every individual. And my goal with Global Wellness Day was to create a day that would empower individuals and communities to prioritize their well-being and embrace positive lifestyle choices.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that was a very interesting point, Belgin, because yes, most of us, and which also we are talking with every individual sometimes, we just, unfortunately, the awakening part is always happening in an unexpected time of our lives. And then suddenly we are thinking about it, we're considering about it, whereas it is actually, I think, simple and easy, where Global Wellness Day is so much embraced and become that successful because you made this day, or you made people understand that wellness is actually so easy to achieve. You don't just few simple practices in your life and changes. Actually, wellness is not a luxury thing to practice. And that's where the understanding changed, and everybody really embraced it very well, and they realize that it's so easy to access, just the mindset and awareness of it.
Exactly. And I guess the magic of Global Wellness Day was that we kept it very simple and very achievable to anyone but everyone.
Exactly. And now, over the years, of course, during this Global Wellness Day, every year, the annual celebrations, there are themes that we are facing, and we are trying to focus on the themes, on the Global Wellness Day celebrations. And this year's theme is Dance Magenta. And as we know, the dance and motion are practiced for centuries in different cultures with unique adaptations, performing religious, celebratory, or cultural ceremonies. Now we see it in the wellness sphere, connecting not only to physical health, but even mental health. Why did you choose this theme for the 2023 Global Wellness Day celebrations?
Well, as you know, last year, Global Wellness Day reached millions of people around the world by placing its color magenta at the center of simple actions with the theme Think Magenta, underlining that Global Wellness Day is not a single day, but a philosophy that spans the whole year. So following its great success globally, Pantone, the World Color Authority, announced the color of 2023 as magenta. So this year, after years of sitting in front of the screen, being under lockdown due to the pandemic, we wanted people to get back into the habit of moving, but we wanted it to be in a fun and energetic way. And the idea came from Diana Stobo, who is a leader in the global wellness industry, during our chat at the Global Wellness Summit in Israel, actually. Mm-hmm. So we named it Dance Magenta because for us, living is dancing. The music of the universe actually never stops. Mm-hmm. And those who manage to become one with music are happy people. And dancing is not just a physical activity. Those who choose to live well are those who come to realization that dancing is also a way of thinking. I have never seen a person sad, depressed, or unhappy while dancing. Do you agree with that?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Because dancing truly frees the mind and body in a meditative way. And dancing is actually, it's not just a physical act. That's why Dance Magenta also means living your life while dancing with your mind. Because as Global Wellness Day, we know this too well, that the real madness is not choosing to live well. Living well is not difficult. Wellness is not just a way of life for a certain privileged group of people, just like you were saying now. It's that life is all about choices, and Global Wellness Day invites you to choose what is good for your body, soul, and mind. And with small but steady steps, you can travel great distances in life. And so Dance Magenta is part of this philosophy. And I just want to underline this, that to dance, you don't have to be a professional dancer. You don't even know how to dance. You don't need a specific place or time to dance. And physical disabilities cannot stop you from dancing. If you know how to look, you will see that life itself is a dance. And that's when our perspective on life changes and we begin to live like we're dancing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very inspirational, I could say, because it's very true. And you know, when people, when we go to an event or when you're meeting with people in some occasions, and sometimes the music comes and some people dance, they're so happy. But you see some also mm-hmm. people, they're very tense. They're trying to block themselves just not mm-hmm. to move, because they always subconsciously think about if the people around me criticize me or mm-hmm. if I can dance well or if I can do it, if I cannot do it. But once you encourage them, the whole flow change, the happiness, you see the smile in their faces and their moves change. And that moment, the motive and the life energy immediately change in every individual. And it's also
exactly.
a sharing activity where social gatherings are very important also the humans' health. And in the meantime, if also our audience knows and proudly and thank to yourself that I've been trying my best to spread the word out all around Maldives as a Global Wellness Day ambassador in the Maldives, because every year more and more countries, companies and associations celebrating Global Wellness Day. And in Maldives also properties, all the resorts, as the tourism is the main industry in Maldives, it's a very good opportunity for us to spread out the Global Wellness Day all around the region. And every year with both Jovali properties, and if we can connect with the other properties, we are trying to guide and help each other. But the most importantly, we are trying to go to different islands where the Maldivian citizens are living and impact on their life, especially on Global Wellness Day. And then you see how they are changing in those islands, how they are really looking into this Global Wellness Day idea, and how they are finding out the healthy way of living. It's actually, like you said, choices. You know, even one of the manifestos, which is my favorite, it's a do a good deed. It is
yes.
One of my favorite manifests in the Global Wellness Day manifests. Out of seven, do a good deed. It's one of the beautiful manifests that when you practice it, you feel good inside, and that is immediately change your whole hormone level, the chemical journey in your body. So there is a seven easy manifests that we can easily practice. But how do you feel when it's now all around the world, everybody, and that is definitely everybody is willing to be participate in that. That is, you're very much also strict in that. That needs to be voluntarily. That needs to create an impact in every region. How do you feel about the impact you have created around the world by introducing this day of awareness?
Well, as you know, being surrounded by wonderful Global Wellness Day ambassadors like yourself and working day and night all together to spread wellness. And in the end, seeing Global Wellness Day embraced by so many people around the world in such a short time, you know, is actually quite surprising. And at the same time, not surprising at all, because that means the world was actually so ready for it and the world needed it so much. You know, there are some moments along the years, like having the Global Wellness Day flag reach to the summit of Mount Everest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think like a climb probably I won't be able to make, but I feel like I was there. I feel like I was at the Mount Everest because Global Wellness Day flag was taken up there. So that was a wonderful feeling. Or a bridge was built in the no man's land at the border of Thailand and Myanmar. And, you know, having aid missions organized for disadvantaged communities and having support from presidents to mayors, from schools to hospitals, from world-renowned business people to Hollywood stars and much more. And finally, having an extraordinary Global Wellness Day family of 130 Global Wednesday ambassadors, and all the while touching the hearts of millions. I guess these are just a few moments that truly make me proud and humble and grateful to have created a global day dedicated to living well. I think I'm on cloud number nine. I'm just so happy and so proud of our family, of all the things that we do.
Yeah, we all do. And Bagan, you are also very well known in the wellness, global wellness industries, all around the well-being properties, the concepts, and all the network in the global wellness world, we can say, right? And you're also in the heart of it. But and every year, and play besides the fact that your Richmond Noah Wellness and Spa is also part of your passion, and every year the wellness world is keep expanding, and the well-being hospitality keep expanding. And trends are changing, approaches are changing, either developing or bringing us nature back, or bring more technology in the wellness hospitality or wellness sector. But what are the most interesting trends you have observed in the past year?
Well, I'm not really a person for trends when you're, you know, when the subject is wellness, because when something is, you know, when we talk about trends, we talk about something that is in or out, or something that is like more fashionable to do, and something that is not that that much wanted by people. Obviously, you know, if we Google the trends or wellness trends of 2023, we're going to find, especially from, you know, Global Wellness Institute releases the top trends, top wellness trends every year, and they do a wonderful job there. You know, for this year, we see urban bathhouses, wellness playgrounds, and, you know, wellness for seniors, and health and wellness coaching gets certified, and many people want to get this kind of certifications for health and wellness coaching. Wellness travel becoming trendy. It's all out there. We can, you know, it's all reachable. We can all find it. But you know, for me, what really makes me happy, what I would like, is that because my sentence is always that wellness is not a luxury, but it's for everyone's right. For me, it's all about having wellness in everyday life and seeing it as a way of life. You know, it's like brushing our teeth. It's like taking a shower. It's about all the things that we do every day, and it's about organizing our energy. And you know, the time is 24 hours. Like the day is 24 hours for all of us, right? So it's not really about managing your time, but it's about managing your energy, and it's about choosing joy. So for me, the trend that should be there always, not only for 2023, but for the next at least 10, 20 years, because we need that, should be all about choosing joy. Joy, joy, joy. And when I say joy, I say on purpose that I'm not using the word happiness, because obviously we cannot be happy every day. And if we were happy every day, I think life would be such a boring place. But you know, it's all about yin yang. You know, it's all about, you know, the positive and the negative, obviously. So we appreciate the positive more, but we can actually be joyful all the time, even if in our worst moments. We can still be joyful, and we should let no one to steal that from us. So my trend is choosing joy, no matter what we're doing and where we are and who we are with, in what conditions we live in. And I just came back again from Thailand, just like I was there last year. And I've seen people, you know, living in very, very difficult conditions. And this Saturday, I'm going to go to Hatay, which is the east of Turkey, as you know, and where the earthquake the terrible earthquake took place. So we're going to be dancing together with thousands of kids that were that went through this earthquake and lost their homes. Yeah. So I saw in Thailand all those people, and many of them, regardless of where they live, some of them don't even have toilets. Mm-hmm. They're kids with lice on their heads, but they're joyful. You know, they're running around, exactly, smiling. So it's really not about where you live, you know, what kind of car you're driving and what you're wearing and, you know, what supersonic technological fitness equipment you're using, exactly, or what kind of juice you're drinking. You can have all that, but that does not mean that you will have joy. So it's actually a choice, you know, like to wake up and choose joy. So yeah, that's my trend. I don't know if that answers your question.
No, that's definitely the right answer, Begum, because definitely the answer that I highly support and recommend everyone, because we are sometimes in the very much lost ourselves in the hustle and bustle of our day-to-day lives and targets, mm-hmm, or goals, or, you know, egos or race, this unfortunate race. And that's the trip that you made. It's I had several of them also, like you were doing, and that those days I always understood, I always questioned myself, you know, why did I lose that joy in my life, where I feel like actually when you look around you have everything to appreciate, you know, mm-hmm, your ones, your friends, your enough food to eat, your health, especially the most important is your health. And what is the reason, or what is the social life bringing us in trying to take that joy out of us? And
yes,
and that awareness is the key. And I highly believe and support the main trend should be a joy in one's life. And that will definitely erase my next question, that the future of industry should be based on joy.
Well, you know, the wellness industry, you know, it's estimated to be like $7 trillion economy. So it's definitely growing. But the future of the wellness industry, I don't think it's about, you know, how big of an economy it is. It is just like my previous answer. It's about how much it's embracing everyone, how much it is for everyone, and how much it's like it's in our everyday life, and especially how much wellness do we have in the schools, and what are we teaching to our kids? What do students know about wellness, about living well? How much they know about breathing, how much they know about nutrition. Because, you know, we send our kids to schools hoping that they will get great education. They graduate, and then, you know, they go to university, and then they start working. They are like around 40 years old. And then, you know, they're like, okay, so I need to buy a book to learn how to breathe, actually. I need to buy a book to learn how to eat and how to drink water and what kind of water shall I drink. And, you know, all these things must be taught in the school, starting from kindergarten, starting from 2 years old, actually, and not after. Like, this is the most important thing that we should learn about, how to live. The biggest question.
True, no, very true, because I had the similar conversation with one of our repeater guests in here. It's because it was his third stay. And when he comes a solo, and third stay, 10 days in a row. And on the halfway through in his third stay, in like fifth or sixth day, we just had a quick chat and tea with him. And he was, I said, how is everything? How was your wellness journey? He was saying that Özgürlük, all his life long, he achieved lots of things that he worked so hard, he achieved everything. But the funny thing in here, that's why he kept coming to us. For the first time in his life, someone is teaching him how to breathe. He realized that
See.
all his life long, he was not breathing properly.
Yeah.
And now
Yeah.
he feels so good because he found out how to breathe properly. And he said, but it's not yet. On the fourth trip, there will be other things that he wants to improve in his life. So
Yeah.
that is the whole industry needs to be all
Yeah,
about. Impact
that
management.
makes total sense. Yeah.
No.
Exactly. We need that all around the world. So hopefully with the Global Wednesday Kids project that can come to life,
Yes.
we will be able to change some things in the world about this. Yeah, that I have to work more. Global Wednesday family needs to work even more. Yeah,
Thank
work
you.
never stops. We have a lot of things to do. Are you ready,
Of
Özgür?
course, of course. I always say, if you love something, it's again, it's a normal a cliche, but it needs to be your lifestyle. It needs to be your
Exactly.
lifestyle. When
Yeah.
it's a lifestyle, you just enjoy it. And when
Yeah.
you know that you contribute, which it has to be all our mission,
Yeah.
and it is just a lifestyle which really keeps us joyful also.
Exactly. Yeah.
Valgin, thank you very much. That was
Thank you.
very inspirational conversation. It was great pleasure to have you. Thank you.
Thank you. It's good.
Today we had a very nice conversation with Belgin, founder of Global Wellness Day. And thank you for listening to us at Join Weightlessness podcast. And looking forward to meet you all again at the next episode.